Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Well, it was cold this weekend, so we're ready to put on some winter gear. But what about hat hair? What do you do about it? We ask our fashionista, Andy Page, what can we do?
Good morning, good morning. Yes, hat head, you know, you need the hat to stay warm, but then taking off the hat, you just hate that helmet head, hat hair, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like yes.
So I have some solutions, okay? And I want you to know that I actually do this with motorcycle helmets and with ski helmets.
Oh.
So, I know, well, no one likes to look bad sitting around the ski lodge.
No.
Right? So here's the goal. Here's what you want to do. You want to part off the crown section of your hair, okay? Like, that's the top, right? Everybody understands that?
Uh-huh.
And you want to divide that in 4 to 6 pin curls, okay?
Oh.
4 to 6 pin curls. And you simply wrap the hair around your finger and fasten it to your head with a pin, all right? And then put on your hat. So you can wear your hat, your helmet, as long as you want. And then when it's time to take that off, you want to slip out the pins at the same time, but you want to store the pins at the base of your neck underneath your hair, okay? So just put them all back there. And what happens is the hair that's on the crown of your head then falls over the hat line, and you still have fluffy, beautiful, you know, hair goodness.
Oh.
When you're ready to go back on the slopes or put back on that hat or, you know, get back on that motorcycle, you simply slip to the bathroom, redo your pin curls, take the pins that are stored at the base of your neck, and you just want to pin those back, and then you can put back on your hat or your helmet.
You just do it like in the phone booth, like Superman, right?
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's not that hard. I mean, it's just twisting your hair with one pin, twisting your hair with one pin. Even if you just do 4 sections, it will completely save your hair. And I'm telling you this, if you're going to love it, because the heat from, you know, your helmet or your hat actually serves to curl your hair. So when you take it down, it looks bouncy and beautiful.
Nice.
Aww.
Yeah, it really works.
We all want to be bouncy and beautiful.
So there you go. Now, the question is, if you have short hair, Andy, this doesn't work for me. Well, if you have short hair, then you can fluff it up much easier than women with long hair can. So if you have short hair, you know, just take your hand and put it under the sink, get a little water, bounce that back up, put your head under the dryer if you have to in the bathroom, but spruce that up just a little bit. But if you have long hair, this is a solution.
I love it.
Yeah. So for more tips, I want you to go to my website, senseofstyle.com. Please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and follow me on Pinterest.
All right. No more helmet head. Thanks to Andy Page.
You got it. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Andy. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7. Star 105.7.